This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. Kira and Jack, Nickelodeon stars of the show The Thundermans. So tell me all the things about Thundermans. What words sum it up?
Action-packed, family-oriented, funny,
colourful, exciting.
You guys play superheroes in this show. You guys are twins, but you're also quite different.
It's a cool dynamic. It's fun.
Yeah, there actually was a really interesting backstory episode in season one, which people forget about a lot, and we even forget about, but there was kind
of... I talked about it this morning, yeah.
Yeah, there was kind of an explanation where Max says, you know, Phoebe... Everybody knows Phoebe is going to be the best superhero in the world, and I don't want to be the second best superhero. I would rather be the best supervillain.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
Which is, I get it. It's...
It's a totally, like, it's understandable. It's why Max is why he how he is.
And it's why he still has a good heart underneath, because mm-hmm. he doesn't really want to harm anybody. He just wants
to be
attention.
The best. Yeah, he wants to be the best. And he's, you know, like, everyone wants attention.
Also, teenage boys are mischievous and want cool gadgets and lasers and to blow up Pluto.
So in the show, what are your favorite powers to have?
Telekinesis.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be most fun, yeah.
Especially when we telekinesis on each other and we both fly. That's always my favorite gag to do.
We did that recently. We, like, both went up.
Because we can't fly on our own, but we can make each other fly.
How does it work when you're filming it? Please tell me you're not scared of heights.
Harnesses.
Harness, yeah, wire work.
Neither of us is scared of heights.
Yeah. Okay, good. Because also, by the way, there is a massive cast and a bunny. How is it to film with a bunny?
He's a puppet.
What?
Yeah. He's an animatronic bunny. He's controlled by three brothers who are puppeteers and another guy who controls the mouth and makes him speak and reads the lines on set. And then another person records the lines later. It's like seven people that go into making Colosso.
Colosso is like a big ordeal.
We were both fans of shows when we were young. We both know what it feels like to look up to a show, and you know,
and we both know what it feels like to walk on a set and to have your dreams crushed. Like, everything is not real. Like, it's all a lie.
I remember when I got at the beach in Hannah, Montana, was just in a soundstage, and my whole world was like, what is life?
The first time I had that experience was when I was auditioning on Hollywood Center, and I walked through the Wizard set. And I was like, oh my God, this is like all not real.
Yeah. It's a little part of you thinking, oh, I just thought.
Yeah, but it's also so cool to see the movie magic behind it, you know?
Is filming super fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
It is.
Filming's great.
It's, when you see us having fun on the show, we're actually having fun. The one thing that a lot of people don't know is how difficult the special effects and stunt scenes can be. Mm-hmm. So, for example, there was a scene, we did a crossover with the Haunted Hathaways a couple years ago, and there was a scene where, like, we all are kind of showing off our powers. It was one scene, and I believe it took 14 hours to shoot or something along those lines.
Crazy. I remember that, yeah.
It's time consuming and it can be tedious and it can be physically exhausting if you're doing stunts.
They had the ghost stuff going on too, so it was a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Now, I should just do a quick little game. It's called Superhero or Superhero.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay. I'm gonna give you two quick powers and you tell me which one do you prefer. One, flight or invisibility?
Flight.
Two, weaken other people's powers or be faster?
Be faster than anybody else.
Three, stop time or change the weather?
Stop time.
Have you guys synchronized this?
No.
Four, time travel or turn into any object?
Time travel.
Five, predict the future or read minds?
Read minds? I thought you were going to say read minds. No, I actually would rather predict the future 100%, but I thought you were going to say read minds.
Well, that's pretty much a clean sweep. I think you guys are basically the same person.
It's weird.
Don't remind us.
It's crazy, like, how much we are twins for real.
Yeah.
Like, and when people, like, make jokes about us dating, it's like, no, like, legit, like we'll say the same things at the same time. Like, it's just too weird.
Yep.
Thanks so much, guys. Thundermans is back on Friday from 5 p.m. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.